In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Wednesday, the 25th of May. Glad, as always, to have you with us, everybody. Bigger, we are told time and time again, is better in life and in capitalism. A spinoff of the spun-off Hewlett-Packard would like us to believe otherwise, though. Last year, the foundational Silicon Valley company split itself in two, its personal computer and printer business into HP Inc., whose CEO we had on the program the other day, by the way, and its business focused on corporate clients branded as Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Today we learned HPE, as the ticker symbol goes, is going to further spin off its IT services business. Marketplace's Annie Baxter walks us through the spin-off strategy.
In the past decade or so, Hewlett-Packard picked up a lot of other companies, big firms like computer maker Compaq and tech services firm Electronic Data Systems. Peter Cowan is with Clear Capital Advisors, an investment banking firm in the technology sector.
It looks like Hewlett-Packard has not been on the forefront of innovating or coming up with ideas, but merely trying different businesses to attach, bolt on, and then get rid of as they move forward.
Last year, Hewlett-Packard spun off its enterprise business, which included IT consulting. Cowan says those kinds of services can be useful, a kind of Trojan horse that companies use to make inroads with clients.
That segues to them then being able to sell additional software, hardware, and other sorts of custom products.
But he says HP Enterprise didn't make its IT services work as well as other big companies like IBM have. And IT services are costly, according to Crawford Del Pret, chief research officer at IDC. He says there's a lot of expensive human capital involved, and IT services are hard to scale.
You have a certain number of people that you need to deploy on a project. Then you sign another project, and guess what? You have to deploy another 1,000. And that means hiring them.
HP Enterprise will now focus more on stuff like servers and cloud infrastructure. Jeff Sonnenfeld, Senior Associate Dean of the Yale School of Management, thinks the move makes sense.
As society's needs change and consumer interests change, you have to move with it all and adjust to the changed world.
Sonnenfeld says the benefit to investors with these spinoffs, they get shares in better focused businesses. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.